Welcome aboard.
Warning. This podcast contains vulgar language, is not safe for listening to at work, or basically any place else. Please proceed listening at your own risk. But really, what the fuck else would you expect from a podcast about snakes on a plane?
Warning. This podcast may contain spoilers for Snakes on the Plane. However, the movie's full of plot holes, so really doesn't matter.
Welcome to the fifth and final episode of Snakes on a Podcast. Thank you for flying with us tonight.
We appreciate your business. We know you have many choices when listening to podcasts.
And we're glad you chose Snakes on a Podcast. I'm Arnie.
And I'm Marjorie.
We just saw Snakes on a motherfucking plane.
How'd you feel about it?
I had a blast.
It was fun because our theater was full.
It was mostly full, I'd say 80%.
And audience reaction was very good.
Phenomenal. They were applauding when Sam Jackson came on stage.
Do it that way.
They applauded when he
on
said,
screen.
I've had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Enough is enough!
Yeah, they held that out until the very end.
It's like he's Super Sam after that moment.
Yes, he was. It's because he got jungle fever.
Yeah, he did get some jungle fever.
And once he got the jungle fever, that's when he became Super Sam.
So, what did you think of the movie?
It was the best worst movie I've ever seen.
The best worst movie?
It was, if there was no hype for this movie, it would totally suck donkey dick.
You think?
Yeah.
Couldn't it always be a bad movie, though, even before the internet? It would be a good bad movie? I mean, Showgirls is a good bad movie.
But again, that had hype, too.
Yeah, but not internet hype.
No, but it had a lot of hype because it had Jesse Spano in it.
Yeah.
And she got naked.
And it had her titties.
She got naked.
There was some nudity in this film.
There was! And that's why we got the R rating along with the motherfuck.
Yeah, you leaned over to me and said, there's your R rating right there, quoting Eurotrip.
That was Cooper.
Cooper! Yeah, this movie... In our David Ellis interview, he said that snakes do things that are just wrong in this movie.
Oh, tons of things that are just wrong.
Yeah, you're watching going, oh!
There was some snake on trouser snake action.
My big boy. No!
There are some snake on nipple action.
Just lots of snake bites in places that would be very uncomfortable for snake bites.
At one point, somebody in the audience goes, do snakes only attack genitalia?
Well, they did have that special breed of poisonous penis a snake.
it attacked asses.
Yeah.
This was...
There was almost snake sex.
The snakes were getting down with the lays.
With the drunk lady.
Yeah, it was kind of a interspecies bestiality kind of thing.
The movie was wrong, wrong, wrong.
But so right.
Now, of course, there are many plot holes.
No, there aren't plot holes. There are plot oceans.
Craters?
Yeah, plot universes of emptiness.
Yeah, really, it's the movie, it's snakes attacking people. I mean, really.
Or sometimes snakes attacking snakes.
Yeah.
And sometimes people attacking people.
Mm-hmm.
So you got it all. I think we should come down against snake-on-snake violence. It only hurts the snake community.
It does. And they have enough trouble as it is.
It is.
Well, they're youngsters, you know. They don't
Let me tell you,
have any jobs.
The plot hole that bugs me the most. There's one scene where Sam Jackson is talking to the snakeologist.
Yeah, I don't even know what they're called, but...
Here's the thing. If you administer the wrong anti-venom, that
will kill you.
I am not a zoologist, man. I can identify maybe two of the snakes I've seen up here, a cobra and a rattlesnake, okay?
You're going to have to be more, much more specific than that.
Then, later in the movie, they go, what bit you? A cobra. Okay, here's the anti-venom.
Did anyone see the snake that bit this boy?
I saw him, sweetie. It's okay. I couldn't find the snake that bit him, so I drew a picture.
It's a cobra, right? Like Indiana Jones? That's excellent. Mac, can you bring her solution? 25 milliliters. I'll do the anti-venom.
The fuck?
Yeah, that was a big gaping plot hole.
There were a lot of them.
There were.
I felt that the big snakes didn't get enough screen time.
Kitty. Yeah, she didn't get enough time.
She
did get to eat the rude guy.
Yeah, the time she had was special.
And she got to eat the chihuahua.
I have to say, this movie is definitely worth fucking seeing.
Yeah, but don't go, like, on a Wednesday night.
If you haven't seen it by Sunday, you're fucking too late.
Mm-hmm.
You go tonight, Friday night. Or you go tomorrow, Saturday. Or don't go. It's now or never.
Well, if there's no crowd, it's not going to be as much fun.
No, I mean, we were there with people hooting and hollering every time snakes died. And screaming when the snakes jumped out. I mean, it was such a great audience that when the opening song started, they were all clapping in time with the song. Right then, I knew we were in the right audience.
Yeah, because we debated whether or not we were going to go to another theater in town, which is known for lively audience participation. However, we chose the right one as we heard that one was empty.
Yeah, this was great. I could honestly see this picture becoming the next generation's Rocky Horror.
It is that bad, although it needs more songs in the middle.
Well, it has no songs, but it's got a lot of one-liners.
It does. Yeah, and Juliana Margulies is completely useless in this movie.
And in everything else.
She was good as Nurse Hathaway on ER.
She was really over-dramatic as Nurse Hathaway on ER.
She's a little trashy. And on Sopranos, she was just a fuck toy.
Yeah, she's never been good in anything. But she was good as enticing Sam for some jungle fever.
She did get him with a jungle fever.
Personally, if I was Sam, I'd have gone for the other stewardess.
The slutty looking one?
The slutty one, yeah. You know. I prefer slutty and young to prudish and old. Go figure. At least he wasn't going for,
the lady from, Kingpin?
Uh-huh.
Lin Shaye.
You were really excited to see the anchor from Anchorman is the pilot.
Oh, I can't remember his name. Look, yeah. It was a guy who played Champ in The Legend of Ron Burgundy. David Kechner, something like that. He's awesome. He's cowboy through and through.
Oh, my God. Really? You're looking especially delicious this evening.
I love it when you demean me, Rick.
My pleasure. I gotta go fly a big plane. I know.
I know, right? Isn't he smooth?
And perhaps the best part is the person who saves the day.
Yeah, your boy Keenan.
Keenan saves the day. He lands the airplane.
I can't believe I'm gonna say this. Is there anyone here who knows how to fly a plane?
Claire, I'll do it. I'm sure the tower can talk me through it.
No, Flynn. I know who can land this plane.
Who?
Him. Dude, come on, Troy. You know you can do this, man. Come on, take us home, dog.
You know how to fly? Man, I got over 2,000 hours.
This is all you talked about. Troy, you can do this.
Yeah, I can do this.
We gotta clear the snakes on the cockpit.
Yeah, clear the snakes on the cockpit.
The movie could almost be called Stereotypes on a Plane, though. Because you've got your rapper, you've got your Paris Hilton.
Okay, wait a second, though. The rapper had OCD. He did not like people...
You down with OCD?
He didn't like people touching him. And he always had to get his Purell hand gel anytime anyone touched him.
Yeah, but it was still very stereotypical. He was, you know... They had the stuffy Englishman, they had the Paris Hilton, they had the mother with the baby, you know, they had just your stereotypes. My favorite stereotypes were the two that got it on in the bathroom right as the snakes attacked, though.
They did have the unfortunate, you know, chance at being the first killed, and it's because they had sex on an airplane. You know, horror movies have to follow that formula. You have sex, you die.
Even if it's in the Mile High Club.
Mm-hmm.
There are some funny lines surrounding that, though. Really, the movie is funny because it plays with your expectations. Sometimes you know exactly what's going to happen, and when it happens, you're excited. And sometimes you think you know exactly what's going to happen, and then the opposite happens. And that's good, too. But yeah, you got to see this. You got to get your friends. You got to go at night. It's not going to be the same on DVD. If you're sitting around going, oh, I'm going to wait for it on DVD, just don't even bother fucking seeing it, all right? Now or never.
Yeah, you have to see this one in theaters with a crowd.
Yeah, if you don't make it this weekend, you've just missed out on a life experience. You'll never get it back. So be it. Say love you. Move on with your life, but don't try to recapture it. You have anything else to say about the movie?
I love the human pinata at the beginning.
Yeah, that is very good. I'm glad the movie was sponsored in part by Red Bull and in part by PepsiCo.
There are lots of Pepsi. Oh, all the Pepsi cans, yeah.
They actually both featured prominently in the movie.
That guy was sucking down the Red Bull.
He had cases of it in his hotel room.
Yeah.
The movie, again, full of plot holes. How the hell did the Yakuza find him in the hotel room?
They weren't the Yakuza.
Well, whatever they were.
They were just a mobster gang.
Well, yeah, okay.
I don't think they're the Yakuza.
Okay, well, still, how did they find him? It's... gaping plot holes, but so much fun. But I could see people dressing in orange like Keenan and dressing in stewardess outfits.
I don't see people dressing, but I see people, a lot of audience participation. I don't think they'll go as far as dressing.
I could see it. I could see it.
No, because the costumes weren't outlandish like they were in Rocky Horror.
Which is what's great about it.
Yeah, I don't see that, but... I just see the audience participation and it'd be a cheesy movie for a long time.
One person in the audience after the movie ended said, what we need is Snakes on the Plane, the musical, which would be tremendous. Now, we were talking on the way home. Will there be a sequel? Should there be
God,
a sequel?
God, I hope not. There should not be a sequel.
I think it's going to win this weekend based on the movie hype. The movie cost $35 million to make and probably $5 million to market because people like us did all the marketing for them. It's going to make a lot of money in theaters. It's going to make even more on DVD, and that's going to make people think there should be a sequel.
But there should not be.
I don't think you could recapture the magic.
No, you can't.
I mean, part of the fun of this was there was so much buildup that people were coming. There was a huge line out front. People had rubber snakes. It was a tremendous thing, and you won't recapture that magic with a sequel, because it's going to be been there, done that. I mean, is there any way you could see redoing it?
No, I can't see anything to redo it at all. There's no way.
No. But what it was a lot of fun. You could definitely see the points where they went back and shot extra, because there were just certain long shots of gore or nudity or things that you know, this is what separates the PG-13 from the R. Most of the movie is PG-13. But if you've enjoyed our podcast, then this movie is definitely up the right alley for you.
Yeah. Or if you know, it's like fun movies like Slither.
Yeah. Would you call this a horror movie? An action movie?
Action horror. I guess it's horror because of the snakes and they're attacking.
It does have a couple jump moments.
Those pheromones they sprayed on the Lays. Those snakes go crazy for pheromones.
Look,
Doc. People are dying up here. We need help fast.
Okay, just break open any blisters that form around the bites. Keep them clean.
We're doing that. It doesn't seem to be doing much good.
Snakes don't attack unless they're provoked, right? Something up there is making them go crazy.
Yeah, no shit. They're attacking everybody and everything up here. They're especially fond of those fucking Lays.
Lays? Jesus, I don't know. It could possibly be a pheromone. That's what female animals release to trigger mating behavior. It could also provoke serious hyperaggression, like some kind of drug.
Well, that's good news. Snakes on crack.
Either makes him horny or aggressive.
Or both.
Yeah.
Maybe snake sex is violent.
I don't know.
Well, Jules Sylvester, who you say is the breakout star of this movie
because
he was
so.
On Jimmy Kimmel last night.
He was on everything. There's an article in the paper about him this morning.
There was an interview on CNN with him today.
Yeah, I think Jules Sylvester is the breakout star. No one cares about Samuel Jackson or Kenan Thompson. They want to know about Jules Sylvester and his snakes.
Well, he described how the male snake wraps the tail around the female snake when they have sex and kind of ties her down, so maybe snake sex is violent. What I loved is how the kickboxer had magical snake-killing abilities.
He did. I guess all kickboxers have that. Maybe I need to get into kickboxing class.
To protect yourself from snakes.
Absolutely, because I'm going to be flying. You never know.
I really thought like he'd have a part of the whole plot since...
Because he was Asian? You were stereotyping, weren't you?
Well, you saw the evil Asian practicing his kickboxing, and then they put an Asian kickboxer on the plane.
True.
The fact that the evil Asian was kickboxing was never referenced again.
In fact, that was the last scene in which you saw the evil guy.
Yeah, so really, it broke the rule of films where if you hang a gun on the wall in Act 1, you need to be shooting it in Act 3. Yeah, they hung the gun on the wall, lingered on it, talked about it, and then we never saw the gun again.
Yeah, the strangely effeminate male steward was talking kickboxing with the kickboxer.
And I really thought that kickboxer was evil. He's not.
No, he's not.
But I really enjoyed the film. And I would come here. We talked earlier today. If this movie had been boring, we were going to sit here and go see Accepted or some shit like that. Go see Superman. Go see Pirates.
Southampton Institute of Technology.
Shit. But I am glad that I can sit here and honestly say this movie is campy, dumb fun. I think Sam Jackson didn't even bother acting.
No, I don't think he did either.
At no point did he really seem into it. It's like he's gliding through the role, but it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
It's really good. It's cheesy and fun. Just what you need.
So many movie cliches. I was just about to retire.
Yeah. My baby.
Yeah, just cliche after cliche. It was hilarious.
Although I'm really surprised the little kid got bit by a snake.
Yeah, but he lived.
I know.
I was surprised that the dog died. Usually the kids and the dog live. Yeah. Dog died.
Well, I think how the dog died is, you know.
You were upset.
I was.
You liked the doggy.
I did.
Because you want to carry one in your purse.
He'd have his own purse, yes.
But the audience was perfect on this. I'm not going to see it again in theaters.
No.
But I'm really, really glad for Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, it lived up to the hype.
I don't even know if I'll watch it on DVD, I gotta say. It was a perfect group experience with a whole bunch of strangers.
Mm-hmm. Do as I say if you want to live.
Go see this movie in theaters. We hope you've enjoyed flying with Snakes on a Podcast. And if you listen to podcasts again in the future, we hope you'll consider us. Peace out, motherfuckers.
Motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Times are strange. We got a free upgrade for snakes on a plane. Fuck 'em, I don't care. Pop the cheap champagne, we're going down in flames. Hey,
oh, I'm ready for it.
Come on, bring it.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
Come on, bring it.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
Come on, bring it.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
Come on,
so
bring it.
Give me your heart, honey. I'm gonna make it out alive.
I want these motherfucking snakes off my motherfucking podcast!
I think you got snakes on your internet.